The Moose Jaw Humane Society is a local nonprofit specializing in the care of abandoned, stray, and surrendered pets that operates with the aim of finding them a loving new home. To support the shelter, a number of fundraising initiatives have been established, with one of the more prominent examples being the on-site bookstore. As it stands, there are 5 external outlets supporting the main location, with one of those added recently in Moose Jaw's downtown. Nearly 2 weeks ago, the first pages were turned in the newly established reading section at the Morningsides Cafe, located within the Temple Gardens Mineral Spa. Temple Gardens, up in the Morningsides Cafe, has decided to sell books for us, which is amazing because they don't keep any of the profits. It all goes directly to the shelter, said Donna Fritzky, the shelter's fundraising coordinator. The latest bookstore outlet at Temple Gardens currently has one large shelf and contains approximately 50 to 60 books. Fritzky herself visits on a weekly basis to replenish sold copies and to rotate the selection, a process she gladly repeats at each of the 6 locations. All these books are donated by generous community members, and Fritzky was pleased to note that many are virtually indistinguishable from brand new editions. Books at each location follow the same pricing system and typically sell for $2.50 apiece, with children's books going for only $1 each. In one previous example, Fritzky said that the Tourism Moose Jaw kiosk at 450 Diefenbaker Drive saw one lady visiting from Alberta purchase $70 worth of books to take home to her kids. This is great news for the shelter, which Fritzky said earns an average of $500 each month just from these off-site outlets. The shelter's combined bookstore initiative brings in nearly $2,000 each month, and all said, approximately $26,000 was raised for the shelter in 2023 alone. The fundraiser is possible thanks to the countless hours donated by the shelter's dedicated team of volunteers, who deserve a special acknowledgement. Fritzky said the first external outlet opened approximately 3 years ago in the Starlight Handmade Market at the Town and Country Mall. What led to the decision, she said, was finding a solution to the problem of an overwhelming supply of books and other materials that still continue to fill a semi-trailer adjacent to the shelter. To resolve this issue, Fritzky spoke with several businesses about the possibility of hosting an outlet. Everyone said they're more than willing to help, she said. The fact that I find incredible is that people are willing to volunteer their space, and they volunteer their time, allowing us to sell our books. It has gone over very well. The Moose Jaw Humane Society is always on the lookout for new opportunities to expand its fundraising efforts, and as a nonprofit, these measures have proven to be invaluable. We're always looking for new partnerships in our community, said Fritzky. All you have to do is ask. On behalf of the shelter, Fritzky extended her message of thanks to everyone who has helped assist the animals in its care. If we didn't have a community of supporters, we couldn't do what we do, she said. There's something about fundraising for the pets in our community. Everyone wants to help. If there's some way that they can help, all they have to do is ask. Bookstore outlets. Starlight Handmade Market is located in the Town and Country Mall at 1235 Main Street North. The Wandering Market is located at 461 Athabasca Street East. Tourism Moose Jaw's Information Center is located at 450 Diefenbaker Drive. Spike Dog and Cat Grooming is located at 817 High Street West. The Morningsides Cafe is located in the Temple Gardens Hotel and Spa at 24 Fairford Street East. The Moose Jaw Humane Society is located at 1755 Stadacona Street West and can be reached at 306-692-1517. If you wish to add an outlet at your place of business, all you have to do is contact the shelter.